The Bobaki family comes out of Crete. It was already recorded in the 11th century. And they were very well known because at that time they were extremely powerful in taking up the resistance movement against the Turks. And the Turks called them, their fellow Cretans called them the killers of the Turks, Vurvaki. I don't know whether this is right or not. In any case, that family is of very ancient descent and prospered until, well, say, about the Napoleonic Wars. And then they became still more famous because the head of the family, who was called Soter Bobaki, at that time was owner of a small fleet of ships, and he managed to supply Napoleon in Egypt with the necessary provisions for his troops, defying the English blockade. And so, to reward him, Napoleon told him that he would take care of the education of his son. And he actually sent two of his sons in France, and one became the general of the Grand Armée, and the other one was the father of another general who was called also Denis Soter Bobaki after his grandfather. And this general was very famous during the Third Napoleon. He was part in the campaign in Italy against the Austrians, and then he fought in the 1870 war against the Prussians. But there he was not so lucky because his army was beaten and he had to take it in Switzerland in order to avoid it from being completely destroyed or to have to capitulate to the enemy. So he was taken prisoner with his whole army in Switzerland. And the tradition says that he tried to commit suicide but was unsuccessful. Anyway, he lived on and died at a rather old age. There was a third son, one says, of Soter Bobaki, who emigrated to Poldivia and became the ancestor of the mathematician Nicolas Bobaki, member of the Poldivian Academy, and very well known at present.
Professor Bobaki was a well-known member of the Poldivian Academy, as I just said, but unfortunately his works were very much in advance over their times. His thesis was published in the faculty of the capital of the Poldivian country, which, as far as I remember, it's called something like Kikitako or something like that. But I've seen it on the map. Well, no. Anyway, it was lost during the First World War. So this thesis, as we have heard, was on the notion of structure and categories, but was completely, well, disappeared completely. Anyway, his fame was still known to a few people and made a great impression when the Swedish mathematician, whose name I cannot recall, came to give a lecture in Paris at the École Normale in 1923 to the students and told them about this great unknown mathematician, Bobaki. That impressed them so much that they decided they would like to collaborate with him. And it came through that a little later there was an association of the collaborators of Nicolas Bobaki, which was founded and started under the inspiration of the master to write down the big treatise, which you know today.
Oh, but one question. We have Monsieur Nicolas Bobaki on the list of the members of our Congress. Have you seen him here?
Oh, no.
He never comes to Congress. He sends his younger collaborators or former collaborators and myself.
Oh, yes.
This is a song about the students of the École Normale in Paris, which they have composed themselves. Le petit normalien. Le papa du petit homme lui dit un matin, je suis heureux de voir comme tu mords au latin. Tes maîtres m'ont dit, faut le faire, normalien, ce petit. C'est ce qu'on a de mieux à faire, quand on a de l'esprit, mon ami, quand on a de l'esprit, dame Houy. Il eut des succès classiques, tous les premiers prix, au concours de rhétorique, 4 accessis. Ses maîtres avaient envie de dire, il sera normalien, ce petit. Ça marche, je ne me souviens plus. C'était belle. Après, le papa du petit homme lui dit un matin, je suis heureux de voir Tom, tu mords au latin. Tes maîtres m'ont dit, faut le faire, normalien, ce petit. C'est ce qu'on a de mieux à faire, quand on a de l'esprit, mon ami, quand on a de l'esprit, dame, oui. Il eut des succès classiques, tous les premiers prix, au concours de rhétorique, 4 accessis. Ses maîtres avaient envie de dire, voyez-vous ce petit, c'est normal qu'il attire. Car il a de l'esprit, ce petit, car il a de l'esprit. Dame, oui. En vicissitude, il entra pinta. Il fut conscrit carré cube, archi-cube, hola. Très minime dans un petit pays, il fut conquérir l'estime par son tour d'esprit, mes amis, par son tour d'esprit. Dame, oui.
Deux fois.
Il voulut être marié, papa. Il aima sans la connaître celle qu'il épousa. Elle n'était pas très jolie, aimait son mari. Et disait à ses amis, ah, ce qu'il a de l'esprit, mon mari, ah, ce qu'il a de l'esprit, dame, oui. Il en eut un fils très sage, qui l'éleva bien. Lui trouva, dès son jeune âge, l'esprit normalien. Tu seras comme ton père, normalien, mon petit. C'est ce qu'on a de mieux à faire, quand on a de l'esprit, mon ami, quand on a de l'esprit, dame, oui.